The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
Blowing out of the backfield, exploding down the sideline.
This is Hanging with the Boys, presented by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Now, your hosts, Jesse Holley, Kurt Daniels, and Nate Newton.
It's hump day! Hump day Wednesday. That's a live look at the Tostitos Championship Plaza outside in front of the Ford Center on this frosty. It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas hump day as we embark on what was at one point in time, maybe over the last 6 or 7 weeks, dubbed to be one of the games of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Cowboys taking on the Philadelphia Eagles this Saturday at AT&T Stadium. This segment brought to you by Wingstop, where flavor gets its wings. Gentlemen, he is Kurt Daniels. Yeah. That is Nate Newton. I am Jesse Holley.
Glad you could join us today.
Together, we are hanging with the boys, the sports talk equivalent of Braille. People feel us when we speak. I, too, am grateful that I can join
you all
today. I misjudged the holiday traffic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought, like, everybody's out of school is going to be. Mm-hmm. But then you get, like, because I'm coming from the South.
Yeah.
So then you get caught up in that mall traffic. Mm-hmm. It's two malls between where I'm at and where the Star is. So I got caught twice in mall traffic. And so I was
two. I think there's three.
Is there three?
The one up here.
Roof.
Isn't there one? You're coming up the Dallas North Tollway.
I'm coming up Tollway, right? So it's like, what is that, the Galleria?
Galleria.
Yeah, there's one in
the
between.
The Galleria, then there's...
What's that? Not Willow Bend,
not Willow
it?
Bend. Something Creek? I don't know. Yeah.
The one in Plano. Yeah.
Yeah, that one. And there's another one?
Yeah, one up here. The exit right here.
Oh, yeah, but that's kind of like... That's like you got to kind of go
by
away
IKEA?
From... Yeah. I know what you're talking about. I got you. But I was a good white minute, five minute late, you know?
You said 5 minutes and you definitely were five minutes.
It was white. It was a white 5 minutes. We've been through this before. There's a white 5 minutes and there's a black 5 minutes. A white 5 minutes is 4:59 on the clock.
Well.
A black 5 minutes means I just left the house.
Nice.
So anytime a black person tells you, hey, man, I'm 5 minutes away. Hey, man, I'm 10 minutes away. Put 30 on that.
30, wow.
I'm telling you, put at least 25 on that 5 minutes. If a white person tells you, hey, I'm 5 minutes away, just know that they're walking through that door in 5 minutes.
My friends used to say I wasn't late till I was 10 minutes later than I was supposed to be. So, you know, it happens.
All right, Nate's you good?
He's
over there,
busy,
brother?
Over there studying that.
You know what's funny, and we love Nate for Nate. Mm-hmm. Like that is the gift of being able to say that you are friends with and work with Nate, because you get to know him as him, and we love him for that.
Yes.
And the thing that we love about Nate is we got a 45-minute show. And it goes by quick.
I mean,
we look up, you're like, dang, we're already done. We got so much. And then there's, what is that, 24 hours and 15 minutes.
23:15
left in the rest of the day. Our good buddy Nate decides to watch film 45 minutes into this show. So, Nate, what you got for us, brother? Cowboys offense, defense, Philadelphia offense, defense. We're covering all today. Cowboys are on the field practicing right now. You got the laptop up. What you got for us, brother?
Is our offense versus their defense?
Both. Correct?
We're doing both. But that's how they actually play.
Start,
The offense versus defense.
Yeah.
That's how they do it on the football field. 11-11.
Brandon Graham has 8.5 sacks.
Mm.
Javon Hargrave has 10 sacks. Josh West has 9.5 sacks. Hassan Reddick has 12 sacks. I'm just sending an alert. out there right now. I'm sending an alert. That is 40 sacks.
Go out there and scream it to the practice.
That
field.
Is 40 sacks out of 55. They're tied with the Cowboys. Please do me a favor, Coach Filmer. Please, let's not rotate offensive linemen this week. Let's don't play that. I've been watching film. They can not only beat you man on man, but they are good at running games. Let's not play that game this week. And that's why I was looking at the film and I was trying to go back even to the one loss versus Washington. That's why I was acting like I was so into it, but my computer won't act right. But just glad to have you here. How's your dentals and mentals? Because how's yours? Because, brother, this thing ain't going to be nice this week.
Yeah.
What scares you more? The Philly defensive line, we know who they got. You just named off all those guys. Or maybe probably the best offensive line in the league. Two of the best tackles, maybe
you're talking
best,
about their offensive
their
line.
Their offensive line.
They are a beast.
And pro football,
they are a beast, man.
And Pro Football Focus. Now you take that whatever, however
you
want
to take it.
However you want to take it,
right?
Because some people that's Bible, some people that's that's a lie. But Pro Football Focus has the Philadelphia Eagles offensive line as the number one offensive line in all of football.
And the best-kept secret that's not a secret to all football players is that center of theirs.
Yeah.
He's a beast. He's reinvented himself. 6 years ago, he was the number one center. Then he kind of –
he's ranked – Pro Football Focus has him ranked number one this year.
I tell people, this is the easiest game to break down because they old school. In every form except the pure passing quarterback. Mm-hmm. But everywhere else, they're old school. Their corners can cover. Their safeties play how they play up and back. Their defensive line get after you. And that team that we saw in the first four or five games, oh, you can just run. No, you're not just going to run anywhere you want, anytime you want. And they know how to get off the field. If they need a play, and that's what defense is about now, let's give up three and not seven, especially in critical situations. They know how to get off the field, Jess. They know how to get off the field. And like I said, but you can paint it however you want. They have had more games of where, like Coach McCarthy said, I need to see a strain. They done had more strain in games. They done had more games where they just beat folks up. They done had games where they've been physical. They've had games where they've outscored people. And they, unlike us, they have won the majority of them.
Yep. Which side of that line is your concern?
To me, it's the offensive line. Yeah. Because when you're looking at it, their offensive line being the number one offensive line in the league, and you go back and you look at the game when we played them, they were kind of handling us up front until what's their right tackle name? I'm drawing a blank, and it's right here. Lane Johnson. Johnson had went out with the concussion, and then you kind of saw Micah and company start getting, getting in the backfield and creating some pressure. But where they're strong at right now, and that's a lot of areas for this football team. Right. Like when you look at Philly, and it's not us like kissing Philly's butt or bowing down to Philly, but when you look at Philly on offense and in defense and in special teams, they are solid.
Yeah,
they're a solid bunch. And I talked about this for the last couple of weeks about in December, you want to see your team in two places. You want to see two things happening to your football team. You want to see them peaking, and you want to see your team off the injury report. Mm. Now, outside of the quarterback, which is by far the most important position on the field, this team is either healthy or getting guys back. They just got back their tight end, Dallas Goedert, from injury. So they're getting healthy. They're getting guys back of significance that are coming back to their football team. And for the Cowboys, their defense is ailing. Micah Parsons will miss his second day of practice today due to an illness. Now, I don't know if that's flu or COVID or whatever it is. But, you know, I even said on Twitter, that's a gift and a curse. Because for Micah, you know, the curse is that his body now has to fight this, whatever this bug is, whatever this, his immune system is battling this thing. The gift is he's getting the rest that he actually probably needs.
Yeah, he needs some.
He needs some rest, but I don't. You know, I'm no doctor, so I don't know how that all. You know, is because his immune system is fighting this bug off. It's taking away from the recovery portion of it, and vice versa. But him not practicing, and maybe giving some other guys some opportunity to get some reps in this week, could be key.
Yeah.
But I know getting him the rest that he needs because he's wore down. He said it verbally, and you see it physically on the football field. So for me, it's the offensive line for the Philadelphia Eagles. Chips. Because they're Chips. Solid.
Chips, dips, and busting on them hips.
Yeah, you want me to explain?
Sure.
Yes.
When you're an offensive tackle and I just leave a piece and you chip him.
Yeah.
Oh, I am the tight end and the tackle, and we're going to dip him on him. You guess what I'm saying? And you know what? And then we run up here and think you're free, we're gonna trap you right in that hip. Yes, sir. And when you have to play, on average, 32 minutes a game as a defense, it will wear on you. So, well, now you see the results.
Yeah, here we are.
Well, we won't be averaging 32 minutes a game because we'll get to our first break of the show.
Chip dips and get a lot of hips.
I like hips. I like them hips.
Well, you know.
I like me some hips now. Ain't nothing wrong with a little, you know what I'm saying? A little hips around Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. There you go, Kurt. Merry Christmas on them hips. All right, we're going to take our first break of the show. When we come back, we're going to keep breaking this thing down. Offense, defense, Cowboys, Eagles. We're going to look at this thing, both sides. What are some things the Cowboys can do to give themselves a realistic chance to win this football game? Nate, Kurt, we're going to talk about that on the other side of this break. This is Hanging with the Boys. We'll be right back.
Oh, my God. I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, Blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, Blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
SeatGeek has your back no matter what kind of fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't really care fan, a we got 'em next time fan or we'll never win again fan, a here for the tailgate fan or a first one through the gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier too. So whether you're a here every week fan or haven't been here in years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great seats.
Star Sports Tours is the only official fan travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys, offering exclusive game weekend travel packages with pregame sideline access and photo ops with current players, cheerleaders, and Cowboy legends. You want to stay at a team hotel? Attend the best tailgate party in Texas? Tour the Star? And talk X's and O's with me, Everson Walls. With Star Sports Tours, you can. Visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, Yokiero, Yokiero guacamole.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
With the boys on this Merry Christmas week as we're heading into the Saturday showdown, Philadelphia Eagles, your Dallas Cowboys, AT&T Stadium. It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas. And on Christmas, we like to receive gifts. And the best gifts in football are the gifts of winning.
Yes.
That is the best gift. That is actually the only gift that you want to open up each and every week during the National Football League season. And the Cowboys, whether Jalen Hurts, because it's talked that with the shoulder sprain that he has, that he may not play in this football game. And, you know, there's talks about, well, the Cowboys, you've kind of already sewn up the fifth seed. A lot has to happen for you to fall out of that position. Like, the Eagles have to lose out. You have to win out. Another team has to lose a game for you to kind of move up and down that situation. A lot of what you are, a lot of what your future is kind of really already set, right? It's almost, you're the fifth seed. You'll be headed south at some point in time in the playoffs, whether that's Atlanta, whether that's Tampa Bay, whether that's New Orleans, or whether that's Carolina, however the NFC South plays out. But when you look at this football game, Kurt,
yes,
is this one of those games, despite your being in the fifth seed, whether or not Jalen Hurts plays or not, is this game, does this game still hold the significance that it did prior to the Jacksonville injury, prior to the Jalen Hurts injury? Does it still hold that same oomph?
Nate's over there, this hand on his forehead. He's just...
I'm waiting on your answer, man.
Yes, it still holds that importance. I think the way that the Cowboys have played these last three games, the loss this past Sunday, they need to come out and show that they are still contenders in this. Even without Jalen Hurts, this is a tough team. They've got plenty of talent.
Michael Parsons has already told y'all it ain't Jalen. Yeah. It's the rest of the team.
It's the system.
Yeah. It's the rest of the team. So he's just a piece to the puzzle.
It may not carry the same weight anymore with the Eagles. Like, they may want to rest Hurts for this game. They may, you know, just to not show what he can do. Who knows? But for the Cowboys, it still means a lot.
And this segment is brought to you by Blockchain, blockchain.com. Also, give the gift of Cowboys this holiday season with the Dallas Cowboys United membership. Give your superfan an annual fan club membership and a fan pack for as little as $20. Tis the season. Learn more at dallascowboys.com/united. Now, you know, Micah came out and said, yeah, this is the system, right? Is it not Jalen? It's the system. And if Jalen doesn't go, you have now Gardner Minshew will be the backup quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. And to your point, Kurt, you know, winning is always what you want to do. Yeah. You always want to have that feeling of winning. And who knows, you may have to see this Philadelphia team for the third time in the playoffs if things shake out to be that way. So if you come into this game and you lose to a guy like Gardner Minshew, because the other pieces of this team is still significantly good, does that have a negative effect on your football team? Can you see this thing spiraling out of control a little bit? Because then now, even on a even more short week, you got Thursday night football at Tennessee, who are fighting for their lives, their playoff lives.
Yeah, it could definitely have that snowball effect, because guys are banged up, they're sore, they're tired, they've got a big statement here they want to make, and if they can't make it, I mean, the Eagles are they really worried about Dallas now? They got Super Bowl aspirations. They're looking ahead. Where Cowboys, they're here now is Philly. They need to prove something this week, I think.
Nate, wanting to win a game and actually winning a football game are two very, very, very different things. I want a six-pack. Really do. I want a six-pack bad. But me actually getting a six-pack at this point in time in my trash life, probably not going to happen unless Derek decides to pay me more money. Unless Derek decides to pay me more money, not going to get the surgery. But wanting to win and actually winning, Nate, are two completely different things. The Cowboys as a whole, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, they had to have a come to Jesus meeting this week after the performance in Jacksonville against the Jaguars last week, giving up a 17-point lead, giving up 500 total yards of offense, and then allowing, those last couple plays offensively, the drop on third down, the Hail Mary kind of play on third down, and then the other drop on the other third down that led to the interception for the game-winning interception. Who has to come out and show self to be worthy of the coordinator position this week more?
Everybody. Okay. No, 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 okay. No, 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 no No, shut up. Every able body, from the head coach to the coordinators to the players to the position coach, everybody has to come out and finally and hopefully do their job. We have not, and I'm going to keep preaching it. I don't care. I know I'm right. We have not, for the last 4 weeks, played a solid, strong football game. The errors we have made has been silly and uncalled for. The things we have done don't make no sense. We have to come out, know who our offensive line is, know who our receivers are. The only thing that is 100% sure, and it's two of those, we know Dak is the quarterback, and we know Tony and Zeke is the running backs. Everything else has just been spinning around. Everything else has been maybe so, okay, all right. You look at Philly. I know who their number one receiver is. Mm-hmm. I know who their number two receiver is. I know who their running back is. We know what and who their offensive line is. When you preach that we're a team that what you give us, we will aggressively take, we have not been very good at that. We refuse to believe that Tony Pollard is our best player.
Whoa.
We refuse to believe that.
Please say that again.
Okay.
Tony Pollard is our best player.
Mm. Never thought I heard you say that before.
No. This is one thing I am, Jess. I can joke. I can jive. I can take a joke. I can take a jive. But when it comes to only one thing, I've been taught this over my years, winning is the only deodorant that covers all. Mm. And as long as they were winning, as long as you was throwing the interceptions, as long as we was having the offsides, but we were winning, I could come in here and find a way. But when you lose because of all these bad habits and bad things, and then you're going to play a team that tends to don't show those bad habits, we have to start showing people who we are if we are those people. And so I'm sitting here, I'm listening, I'm trying to gather it all up. What has told you that the Cowboys are ready? And we had this discussion 6 weeks ago. You're like, I'm waiting on the playoffs. I'm like, I'm waiting on us to beat a team of equal talent or better. This team has equal talent to us. That's with or without their quarterback. They are equal. This is a chance to go out and beat a team that has equal talent, and I know their coaching staff is equal to ours. Yeah. So let's see some great coaching moves. Let's see some great players do some things. That's what I'm waiting on.
What did you think? Did you? I don't know if you saw Jaron Curse's quote, but he said something.
I love the quote. Yeah, loved it.
He kind of called out some teammates saying not coming into the game with that edge as a defensive unit, not having that complete hunger that was shown earlier this year. He also said, you know if you've been giving it everything, you know if you're not. Sounds like at least he believes in that locker room. Some of those guys aren't fully committed, maybe.
The one thing I'll say about Jaron Curse is this has been a guy he's been consistent. I remember having him on the show last year, and you said, I love this dude. Yeah. He said, I love a dude who can talk in an interview, calm, cool, and collective, and then be a crazy man on the football field. Mm-hmm. And that's who Jaron Curse is, calm, cool, and collective, but a dog on the football field. But, you know, you can tell that he has a voice in that locker room. Mm-hmm. And guys like Jaron Curse there's two ways that you're allowed to have a voice like that in the locker room. You're either one, a damn good player. Mm-hmm. I mean elite player. Or two, you have shown and proven that you are one of the people who practice what you preach. Showing up to film, being prepared, doing all of the little things throughout the week to get yourself ready for Sunday, and then that showing proved to be right on Sunday. And I think while J-Rod's not at the elite level, I think he's the second part of that. Yeah, I think he's the dude who's there on time, at every meeting, with his notebook, you know, not late, not missing, treatments, you know, not missing workouts, not taking days off at practice, not loafing at practice, and that type of stuff right there. When he talks about there's guys that know who's giving it their everything. When you sit in those meeting rooms and you're watching film, the old famous quote is the eye in the sky don't lie. You got to sit in a room now with men who are depending on you to do what you said that you would do. And when you're looking at that, when you add that to the fact that we lost to a team that we probably shouldn't have lost to, guys start looking around and start saying, yeah. You start getting that side eye like, all right now, because
do your job.
What's not going to happen is, because I'm hurt, my body hurt, everything hurts. I'm out here giving everything. I'm missing my family. I'm committing everything to this, and you cutting out of here a little bit too early for me, bro. You know, you hurt, but I don't see you in that training room getting treatment.
Yeah.
You know, so don't tell me you hurt and you ain't getting treatment. Don't tell me that you really sold in and bought into what we're doing. And when we stay to watch a little bit extra film, all we see from you is the smoke leaving off your butt from running out the door so fast. So you start getting that look from players in the locker room when things are going a little bit bad.
Will guys actually confront
Yes.
them?
Yes.
Some guys will. Some guys won't. I mean, it's just about your nature, you know.
And I think J-Ron has that nature. I think J-Ron has the nature of, hey, bro. Like, nah, man. Like, cut the bull. Yeah. Cut the bull. And some guys will just be like, you know, it's not my – I'm not into the altercation. Yeah. I'm not into the confrontation type thing. And I'll just be like, you know, I'll just continue to do my job and, you know, whatever.
And hope this guy.
And hope that he does
that,
or hope
– that he go home and look at some film.
Right. Or hope that Mike or someone – it's the other guy that stepped up and say something like that. But, you know, that is a realistic thing. And when you hear comments like that from J-Ron Kearse, soft-spoken kind of guy, so when he speaks – pay attention to when guys like J-Ron Kearse speak, because they're not just talking like me just to put a word salad together. They're talking with a purpose, and it's directed to someone or somebody's specifically.
Let me say this, man. This is a game where the big dogs hunt. This is a game where the players play. If it's something about you that's special.
Especially this time of the year.
Yeah. If it's something about you that's special, it'll come out in this game. It'll come out in this game. And that's what I'm depending on. That's what I'm hoping and praying that I see something, Jess, or I see something, Kurt, that's special. Okay? We done got through the grind and everybody got the book on everybody. Now, if you're special, it'll come out. If you're not, if you're just another guy, that'll come out too.
Well, Nate, we think that you're special. So,
yeah, teachers just thought that too.
You in that one classroom all day long.
All by myself.
All day long. Like, I know about those. I know about
you. Son, you're smarter than everybody else. That's why we don't have a lot of y'all in here.
Well, how come my bus is not as big as everyone else's buses?
Yeah.
Smaller bus. All right, let me stop if we get in trouble. Let me stop because they'll call HR on us and be like, Jesse and Nate are making fun.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to our last break of the show. When we come back, does a side of the football – is it time for a certain side of the football to step up and take the lead like the other side did for them earlier in the football season? We'll talk about that on the other side of this break. This is Hanging with the Boys. We'll be right back.
Hey, Cowboys fans, ready to spice up your next watch party? Bring Yokiero guacamole and be the game day hero. Yokiero means I want, and we know you want great, fresh-tasting, ready-to-serve guacamole for your home-gating and tailgating events. Made with real avocados and the perfect blend of spices, it will be the star of any party. You can find us at your local Albertsons or Tom Thumb in the deli section. If you can't find it, talk to your store manager and tell them, yo quiero guacamole.
SeatGeek has your back, no matter what kind of Cowboys fan you are. So whether you're a diehard fan or a don't-really-care fan, a we-got-em-next-time fan or we'll-never-win-again fan, a here-for-the-tailgate fan or a first-one-through-the-gates fan, SeatGeek not only makes buying and selling tickets easier than ever before, they made just about everything else easier, too. So whether you're a here-every-week fan or haven't-been-here-in-years fan, SeatGeek has you covered. Download the SeatGeek app today. SeatGeek, your ticket to great Dallas Cowboys seats.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Blockchain.com is one of the most trusted ways to buy, sell, and trade crypto. Whether you're always on the go or stay closer to home, blockchain.com is just a few taps away. Put the power of crypto in your pocket, so no matter where you are, you can trade on your terms and build a crypto portfolio to fit your life. For crypto pros, rookies, and anyone in between, blockchain.com makes it easy to own a piece of the future. Blockchain.com, trusted by millions, trusted by America's team.
Hey, Cowboys fans, if you're thinking about attending a game this season, visit CowboysTravel.com to book your travel package today. Stay at the team hotel, have dinner with a Cowboys legend, and experience AT&T Stadium's exclusive VIP Owners Club. Also, tour the star, get autographs from your favorite players, and talk X's and O's with me, Mickey Spagnola. The official travel partner of the Dallas Cowboys will take care of all your travel needs. Visit CowboysTravel.com.
Back to Hanging with the Boys.
Welcome back to Hanging with the Boys on this spirited holiday week as the Cowboys get ready to take on the Philadelphia Eagles this Saturday, 3:30, 3 o'clock? What's the time, 3:30?
Yeah, it's the 3:25.
3:25 this Saturday at AT&T Stadium. If you do not have tickets to the game, I will be at Texas Live doing my pre-halftime and post-game show. Feel free to come by. Are you guys doing outside this year?
Man, that weather dropping. Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you something. My birthday,
here.
My birthday was the best.
Yes.
I
care about, did it end good?
It ended good.
Did you put a little ice in?
Scott Purcell called me as we was leaving the show with that beautiful cake you gave me, Jess. And I said, man, and I wanted to tell him that, man, it was going to be cold out there in the state. I didn't know how to break it to him. So he listened to my message and things. He said, man, I like your message. I said, yeah, man, and it's going to be cold at the state. He said, we ain't going. Happy birthday. I was so happy. He said, nobody told you? I said, it's the best surprise birthday party. Ooh, Jess, enjoy it out there, bro.
I'm inside.
Jess, I was so scared. You're talking about something. I was going to call church. And stand back and say, hey, man, won't y'all just say it's too cold? And then I'll back y'all with everything I got.
Man, do y'all ever get nervous when your phone rings and it's like Scott or it's Dirk?
Nah. I don't get nervous.
Maybe I get in too much trouble.
Derek, you sometimes wonder what the call's for.
Yeah.
Haven't had a bad one yet, but still you wonder.
Yeah. No. But even one of those guys.
When Derek called me, it better be to do some extra show. Now, when Scott called me, I don't know what's coming out of Scott.
I told Scott to call your phone just to listen to the message.
That's how I called him back. That's why I called him.
I hope he doesn't pick up because you need to listen to his voicemail message because I'll do
it. I'm finna change it again. Hey, Jesper, sorry to cut you off, but go ahead on.
No. You're absolutely fine with that, man. I just talked about, you know, the Cowboys as they're getting ready to head into this game. The defense. Mm. Uh-huh. The defense is ailing right now. No, it's ailing. Yeah. Call it what you want. The defense is ailing.
Baby, you ailing?
You ailing. They need some tussin. They need some castor oil.
Yeah, yes.
They need a little bit of
stuff of black drop. So,
they need something. They need something. Your mom's homemade soup. They need something.
What my granddaddy used to do. If he had the old hard raw bone hounds. And they used to hit the woods, man. He'll come out there on the porch and he'll look around, get it, son. And they'll just run off in the bush. One of them ran off into a wasp nest. Mm. Oh, the wasp hit him about 100 of them. Oh, you talking about a dog hot. So when he finally came back over, an hour later, swole running the wasp, my granddaddy got, he warmed up some old grease from chicken, from
fish.
Just lard. I mean,
cause black folks, when we get done, when we do chicken or fish, we take that grease and we pour it into a can or to an old grease bottle, and we sit up right there, but right next to the stove. Yeah. So that's where we got the grease from.
He warmed it up, And he took it, and man, he poured down that arm. I said, Granddaddy, you gonna kill that arm? He said, nah, he's gonna take the swelling in the stain. poured it right down his throat. First dog didn't want it, but he tasted it. It tasted good. And I guess all the bacon and all that. And man, he went to gulping it down, man. But I mean, just probably half a gallon. Mm. About 3 days later, my daddy hit. Granddaddy came out on the porch. Get it, son. But he didn't run towards the walls.
Well, look. Yeah, tell your great granddaddy we need some of that grease.
That lard.
We need some of that lard because this defense is down.
Yeah, it is.
It's down bad with the injuries. You talk about, you know, Big Hankins in the middle. He was kind of getting himself going.
Yes.
Of course, you know about what's happening on the outside with the injury of Anthony Brown and trying to find, you know, his replacement. Leighton Van Der Esch will not play in this game this week due to neck shoulder stinger.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this right quick, like Jess, and I'm for real. Should it be – I understand the greatness of players and who players are in his first and second team, but should it be this much of a drop-off at one corner position?
You know
–
I'm being honest.
No.
Well, that was my question yesterday. You still got, what,
yes,
four or five guys back there that are pretty solid. Most teams don't have a
– So here's the thing about the National Football League. This is what I love. You cannot hide.
Right, right.
You can't hide.
But it's one guy, Jess.
You can't hide.
I understand that.
So now these offensive coordinators are so brilliant. These quarterbacks are so good. These players are so skilled that if I see a weakness, especially when you're talking about that, and with the Cowboys, you have to understand what they do defensively now, okay? A lot of what they do defensively is cover three.
Right.
It's a lot of what they do. Single high safety. You see Jayron Kearse and Donovan Wilson playing a little bit more down towards the box. You know Trayvon Diggs, you see him. A lot of interceptions come up. He's off the ball, looking inside, looking through the receiver into the quarterback. So now what you have is when you're getting exposed on one side, it breaks down the core of what you do. So now if I have to give help consistently to that side, that means I may not have that run support that I've had in the past with Donovan Wilson or Jayron Kearse, because one safety will be exclusively helping over the top to that side.
My man Malik was always hanging out over there.
Always.
Yeah.
And so teams will begin to set up and run things and say, okay, well, I'll take this guy over here, and I'll sacrifice at times my number one on this side and then do something else in the slot because I know I'll have this portion of the field open because that safety is hanging out somewhere else. Talk about Dallas Goedert coming back into this football game this weekend. Now, if my safety, who's my last line of defense, is hedging over top of whether that's Nashawn Wright or Kelvin Joseph or Deron Bland or whatever you want to put out there, Sheffield or Mullins, now I got Dallas Goedert working on that linebacker or safety with a bunch of the middle of the field wide open. You missed a tackle.
It can't be Barr. It cannot be Barr.
So now, again, here's how you get broken down, because who does it have to be?
It has to be Kearse.
It's Kearse? All right. Now Kearse has done a fantastic job all year long with covering these guys. Mm-hmm. But again, you're asking him to be perfect now. You're asking him to be perfect against a guy like Dallas Goedert, who is above average tight end.
Would you risk bringing in Jabril Cox, who's kind of a better coverage linebacker, or is he just too young?
And here's the problem, because people have been asking me all about this.
The eye candy.
And Jabril Cox, when he was drafted at LSU, his Achilles heel was the run game. Mm-hmm. He's big, he's fast, he's long, he can cover anybody. But what is he going to do when they – because they ain't going to pass the ball 50 times. Yeah. What are you going to do when either Minshew or Hurst and they do that right there and that Miles Sanders is coming at you and all those guys are coming? Can Jabril Cox get off the blocks? And now you have to take Jabril Cox and Damone Clark, two young players who kind of sometimes struggle in their vision, locking in on their keys when guards are pulling, when tackles are pulling. What am I seeing? Am I getting caught up in the wash? All those things now take into account. And that's what I mean by this defense. My question to both of you.
No, sir. You did not answer my question. And until you answer, you camouflaged and eye-candid us to death. Why is it one guy that, you agree, Kurt, that is a cornerback messing up our whole defense?
Because of the scheme that they run. When you run a cover three scheme, you're dependent upon your corners to be solid in what they do. That allows you to leave more guys at the line of scrimmage to, one, stop the run.
Is there a different scheme that would
help us?
You got to go to cover two.
And what is that mainly is cover two?
Cover two means now you lose your run support because you're going to have two safeties up high, deep, two corners playing the flats, two corners playing over top of them, splitting the field. Mm-hmm. So now what does that mean? You cannot commit that extra guy to the box. Mm-hmm. Light boxes against a team who, if Jalen Hurts plays, I need that support. Yeah. I need the support. And it's hard to get that support. It's hard to get that support when he's coming from 15 yards deep.
Hankins out.
So that is how a guy, one guy, is breaking down what you do.
Wow. I understand.
I'm going to charge y'all $9.99 to come to the school.
I understand big-time players make big-time plays. I understand average guys make average – but we can't have that. What I'm saying, we can't have that much of a drop-off.
But the thing is, Nate, is that – and this is why it hurts so bad. Because at that cornerback spot, you're not giving up 4 or 5 yards, 6, 7 yards, 8, 9 yards. You giving up the booty.
Yeah. We were having a good discussion.
You giving up the booty.
Well, we started with chips, dips, and hips.
And you ended with giving up the booty.
I just don't understand.
They're giving up touchdowns and big plays and pass interferences for 20, 30, 40 yards. You giving up the booty, and that's what makes it so difficult when that player goes out.
And see, this is that's why that Anthony Brown from Tampa, Florida, you know, I would tell people, hey, yeah, he ain't the best, but I promise you what's behind him may be a little bit worse. And I was saying it not knowing Joseph. Now I know. And I'm saying,
not a little bit.
It's a lot. And Brodus said, you know, I give him his credit. Brodus said he has to. He's better when he's up on a guy. When you ask him to play that cover three and he's got to think a little bit more, you can see it in his decision making.
But here's the thing. When you ask a guy like Anthony Brown, who at times his technique gets a little bit off.
Right.
When you're in that press
against
an A.J. Brown, a Devontae Smith, against a Quez Watkins, if you miss that bump, if you miss that redirect.
If it ain't physical enough.
Pull them thongs on down.
Oh, you are in the Christmas spirit, aren't you?
Hey, Pastor, man, where you at, man?
Oh, my God.
Hey, let me tell you something, Jess.
We got to get up out of here, Nate, but pull them things on down, brother.
Okay, all right. You got to get up out of here.
You're giving up the booty. And this is the price that you have to pay.
Wow.
So now they're having tryouts and all that kind of good stuff. But the question I was going to ask, and maybe we'll get to it.
How can you have a try? Huh? You ain't hit nobody in 5 weeks. How you gonna have a try? You ain't covered nobody in 5 weeks. How you gonna have a try? Come on, man.
Oh.
The things we can tell our media and they run with is crazy to me.
The question that I was trying to get to, and maybe we'll pick up with this tomorrow, is does the Cowboys offense now need to come back and pay the favor back to the Cowboys defense who held them down the 5 weeks that Dak Prescott was out and they won some football games for them with the defense ailing? Is this a place now where Dak and Zeke and Tony and CD and company have to go, hey, big dogs, we know y'all. We got y'all.
Yeah.
We're gonna
you've been stung up by them wasps.
We know. we gonna be that lard that we're gonna pull down y'all throat till y'all get right.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. Hey, listen, it's a great hump day. Don't give up that maybe.
That's funny.
I might get a call from Derek.
Yeah, you always were.
And it won't be a Merry Christmas over here. Christmas bonus call, Jesse. All right, man. Nate.
That was gold.
Chris in the back, audio jazz, Broham, Willie upstairs. Yes. To everybody back home, we thank you so much, man. Merry Christmas.
40 sacks by four defensive linemen.
We got one more show tomorrow before the big dance. I am Jesse Holly. Maybe.
He'll be here. He'll be here. We're going.
I am Jesse Holly, man. This is Hanging with the Boys. We out.
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys? Yeah!